Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later. Hello, friends and fans. Helen here with a note ahead of today's episode. Unfortunately, a chunk of Lydia's audio was lost due to the unknowable Eldritch presence on the moon. Luckily, we had a backup recording, so we're still able to bring you the conclusion of this story, albeit at a slightly lower quality than usual for the first 15 or so minutes. Hope you enjoy it, and take care. Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and definitely not GM, Helen Gould. And with me today, I have, in alphabetical order...
Hi, I'm Anil. I'm Chief Communications Officer and one of the hosts on RQ Streams.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm still here.
I'm Lydia, and you should be, you know, as delighted as I am to be here. It's great. I got my friends... got a working microphone, we're all happy.
We're ecstatic.
That's all you need, really. That and headphones. You don't want to just talk, you want to also listen. That's valuable wisdom. And
Hashtag deep.
And I'm Mike. I'm head of video for Rusty Quill, and I'm one of the co-streamers on RQ Streams and co-hosts and all that other stuff. And I do other things too. But that's not important right now.
You know who we are.
You know, we've done this before. You know who we are.
You don't need to know who we are. What you want to know is, what is the weird monster that's on the moon? So, as you may remember from last episode, this is a very, very freeform game called What Is Here by a game designer called Yubi, who is on Twitter at UzbadYubi, which is UzbadYubi. And in this game, we are a community dealing with a being, and we are deciding what that being is and what we're doing about it as we go on through play. We do this by picking a card and answering the question that correlates to that card. This is just a normal deck of cards, so eight of clubs might be, you know, what does it look like or something. And we also have wild cards, which are the face cards. And at the end of the last episode, I drew the Red Joker. And the Red Joker says... something huge happens because of it. This is terrible. What happens? So, what do we want to happen, everyone? Shall we quickly run through what we established? So, I think we've established that the thing has scales. It's shiny. There are multiple versions of the thing and samples, which scientists are taking and studying. And the thing seems to have some kind of psychic abilities because it's invading dreams and making children draw weird pictures.
And people have been uncomfortable near the samples.
That's what people believe.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is entirely possible that any causes are due to other kinds of things. That's true. The myth.
We have established the effects.
Yes.
Yeah. It was actually the environmental scientist all along who was just offing people in the dead of night. I was just going to say, where my head was at was like something huge happens because of the myth. So maybe like some other outside organization got involved and they actually are now shutting down mining operations in this specific scenario. And because of that, like, everyone's sort of on the verge of being put out of work and there's like a huge, maybe an uprising against it or something like that. I don't know.
That's maybe there's a hostile takeover, but it's actually quite hostile, literally.
Yeah, ooh. They bring a frigate in and like they just start laying down fire. Who knows?
Because even if it is dangerous, it's still very valuable.
Mm. Maybe new people have come in, but the other miners have been there for a long time and they believe that they can protect it. But these ones are not being respectful, so there's a fight.
So there's some specific factions appearing of, like, the people who've been there for a while and have maybe been influenced in some way by the myth, and the new people who are like, you're all weird and crazy, we're just going to get this, like, valuable thing.
Yeah, maybe because it's a case of, like, the people, the established company have, because of the accidents and the reports that are coming back to Earth, it's like, oh, you're not fit to actually maintain this claim anymore. We're bringing in new people or a new... Oh, actually, but then that's effectively Dune, darn.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
I don't even know what, like, I've never read or seen Dune. So to me, totally new and fresh.
I know there's a big lad, there's probably wine and there's worms. And yeah. Sting is there as well.
So I feel like we're all on the same page here.
This is cool. How about, like, taken from what people have said, there was worries that they would be unionizing, but actually they were starting a cult. The union is a front for the cult.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Or the cult is a front for the union. It's unclear. But the management want to break the union because they think it's also weirdly cultish, and they are sending in well-armed people to get rid of them, and there's new miners.
The scab shuttles have come in.
Yeah. The scab shuttles have come in, which allows us to do what everyone's been kind of saying. There are battles. There's some, like, groups that have their own, like, little myth-making. You might have some people running off to hide in a cave. Like, people can go kind of wild.
I love the idea of the union being the front for the cult. There's, like, a ship that turns up full of people who are, like, cloaked over the top of their spacesuits, and then they walk through the door, they take their spacesuits off and go, do you feel like you've been properly represented here?
Yeah, we're meeting with HR, I've got to have a rep, and like someone comes in and they're just drawing out, just like, all right, settle down, Pam, and they're just drawing out occult symbols, like, marking the wall with an arc of shiny scales.
Yeah,
now we can begin. I think that salary's a bit low.
Okay, so the thing with a wild card scene is that we're all involved in it.
Yes.
So how about the scene is some of us are original miners and some of us are the new blood who have just been transported in to try and disrupt our union / cult activities.
Okay.
So this may be a tense meeting in the, like, the miners' mess hall. Like, it's a shared space where we all have to be and no one's really happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Can there be biscuits?
There could be biscuits, Mike. We could start with being a chat between the old group and then the new ones come in. Forceful, like.
Does anybody have a preference on their faction, as it were?
I mean, I guess I'm playing Jeff.
you're gonna be Jeff.
True, actually. We've got the three miners we were talking about in the first scene, so it could be that myself, Helen, and Anil are the old miners, and then Mike and Lyd, you come in because you've got new minor characters.
All right, I could just be I'll just do a new minor character.
Okay,
I'm back being fresh-faced. Great.
Are you still fresh-faced at this?
Yeah, how after? Because we've skipped around, right?
How many years? Maybe you've raised children here. What's going on?
Okay, I think that for the original miners, it's probably been, you know, at least a few years, I would think.
Yeah, and we've probably investigated some more of the deep tunnels by now and so have had a greater deal of exposure to whatever it is.
So yeah. Importantly, Anil, how many days till retirement is your veteran miner away from?
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You seen them over there?
Yeah. I can't believe they do this. Honestly, we've been fighting so hard, and then they just ship in all these people.
Mm-hmm. I can believe they'd do it. Corporate don't care about us.
They don't. We've been working hard here. We've been working real hard these last couple of years. Look, I know the numbers don't necessarily look good, but we're hard workers. We deserve to be here. We're the reason why the company's been here all this time.
Clangs down tray.
Clangs down tray also.
I think you'll need to move that stuff out of the way.
We're sitting here.
We were here first.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't really make much difference now, does it, love?
Don't call me love. You're younger than me.
Wait, hang on.
We're here. We've got to fix what you guys have broken, haven't we?
I mean, yeah.
Who says anything's broken?
Your numbers.
And your bosses.
Yeah, and your bosses. And everyone back home.
And all the other people. They've all said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, who? Oh, yeah, the bosses, eh? Yeah. Your masters, you lapdogs.
Scabs.
They've been your bosses longer than they've been ours. We just came in because there's good pay, good prospects. Just so long as we don't spend hours doing some strange painting on the mines before we go down.
What we do in our free time is none of your business. It's none of their business.
And besides, you don't understand. Can't be lapdogs. They haven't invented the spacesuits yet.
Well, I mean, clearly we have.
No dogs in space yet.
That's not... Shut up, you.
All right, well... Tell you what, I'll call you Laika and fire you into orbit so you don't come back.
I think he's got us there.
I've got that reference.
I got that reference as well, actually. That was a good reference, but it doesn't detract from the point.
Exactly, it doesn't make any difference.
Whether you like her it or not.
Yeah, I think you zinged him back. You backed it right up there. See, this is what they need. People that get to the point, not people that are like... All right, I'm going to join some of you because I can't stick up for myself.
Yeah, point.
And who's going to stick up? Who's going to stick up for you when you've been down these mines a couple of years and your numbers start to fall? And then who's looking after you? You won't have any of us there to help you.
You think that we can't stick up for myself? You're confusing me, mate. You want to take this out into the yard?
Wait, hold on, we've got the reps. They're the ones who are looking out for us, right? I mean,
yeah,
we got us. We can look out for ourselves.
Really,
your
mate?
Your reps are controlled by management.
Yeah,
they don't do anything. They don't know. They've not been down there like we have.
Yeah, our reps have the experience.
Your reps don't understand. Your reps don't
our
understand.
Our reps know the truth of what goes
on
here.
We'll bring our reps right up here and we'll sort this out like real space people.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to pick up that bottle of milk and just like empty it all over the table.
Yeah.
Whoa. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to pick my tray up and smash it over your head.
Oh!
At which point, I definitely sock you in the teeth.
Oh!
Yeah, Jeff grabs his tray and throws it at Mike's character.
I'm going to flip over the table opposite the table that we're all sat at.
I think probably at that point it devolves into general clamour.
Proper like punch-up. Since it says this is terrible, is that bad enough? Or should it be that like in the punch-up some button is pressed and something happens and there's some kind of explosion?
Well, I mean, to be honest, this entire situation is sort of the terrible thing, right? Like the fact that we're sitting on a powder keg. Although, yeah, we could have this being like the proper inciting incident. Like after this, then there's like out and out like rebellion.
I think this should be the start of complete
breakdown of order across the moon camp.
Yeah.
So this turns into a riot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was the beginning of the end, mate.
And at this point, they all realised they'd made a terrible mistake.
I'd like to maybe throw out a question of like, which one of these characters dies in this riot?
I want to die.
Okay.
No,
Mr. Fresh is no more. Yeah, Mr. Fresh.
Mr. Fresh dies, and that makes things worse because I think Anil and Ben, your characters have been looking after Mr. Fresh. They've been going through the years with you, and like we've formed a really strong bond, and you've seen how jaded Mr. Fresh has become.
Oh no.
Okay.
After this riot, this is used as an excuse to terminate the contracts of the old miners, and so you maybe receive letters saying that you are now, given the senseless violence started by the group we know have been meeting underground, you have been terminated. And so there's this, like, the deliberate spark was put in, and obviously the blame is now coming down very deliberately to get rid of the old miners.
So that's the terrible thing.
Yes. And I am going to suggest that, Anil, can you pick another numbers card?
Yeah.
And we can play through the consequences in the next few rounds.
Sure. Okay. That is the 10 of diamonds. Ooh. The question is, what has it left for you, or what has it taken away? Well, I mean, what it has taken away is our jobs, our security. So I think this is going to be me and Ben almost in the immediate aftermath of Helen's character's death, the fresh-faced...
Mr. Fresh.
Mr. Fresh's death.
Beloved character, Mr. Fresh.
Mr. Fresh, yeah.
We're back in the tunnels. Like, we've literally gone underground, and we're trying to work out what we're going to do next. Do we? Should this just be a two of us, or should we have someone else come in?
What do you want out of this?
Yeah.
You could also even, like, you can suggest there being a crowd, say.
I think, I think there's the other people are around, because all of us who have been terminated are basically heading down, because we've got nowhere else to be.
You don't want to get on those shuttles down. You don't trust those
shuttles.
Yeah,
they say they're taking us back to Earth, but...
Yeah.
What, do you want to kick off, Adam?
Does your character actually have a name? Because at this point...
We have not established one. Please feel free to establish one.
Lenny, what are we going to do now?
They've taken our jobs. They've taken our homes. Those scabs are going to... They don't understand.
No,
they don't understand the golden scale. They don't know what they're going to do. They're going to go in. It's going to be like, you know, what happened 3 years ago. Something terrible is going
to go down in the deep tunnels. They're going to mess things up. They're going to think what they want to think. And then there'll be more death. There'll be more dreams. They don't know the truth.
We got to stop it. We got to protect golden scale. We've got to take our families. We've got to go down to those tunnels. We've got to stop them. The tunnels are defensible. We know them. We all know them like the back of our hands. We dug those tunnels. Those are our tunnels. There is no way these scabs are going to be able to stop us, right?
Yeah. It's not like they were diligent in making maps of them. We know up here, up in our heads and in our hearts, we know this place. And actually, having talked to Lenny, Jeff has a little bit more confidence, and he's speaking this, like, to the assembled people. We take what we can, we get what we can. No, we take what we can, and we go down there. We get ourselves set up nice and safe, and then come what may.
There's got to be some people on the science team. They've been through this as well. They'll understand. We'll be able to get some of them. We'll get down there. They'll get us some working food processing, working habs. We'll be able to make a life down there, and we'll be able to stop those newbies from mucking everything up.
Yeah. They won't get their hands on this.
The crowd roars.
Yeah. This is our home.
They ain't gonna take it from us.
I love having a home.
Yeah.
I think that's
probably an end. Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Nice. That was really cool.
Also, because I think we were talking about, like, the numbers going down, but didn't really go into detail. But it's the miners specifically stopping actually mining this stuff, right?
I tried to sort of say, you're spending hours painting pretty pictures. So they're being like, having to do protective rituals before you feel that you can do things.
Yeah.
And that means obviously you're not getting as much stuff done. And corporate doesn't like that.
Yeah, efficiency is down and there's not enough production, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like from the scene we just had, it kind of is developed into the miners are specifically not mining it because they are worried, scared, venerative of it.
Yeah.
Superstitious, absolutely.
Yeah. So they might be carefully digging out the other resources around it, but because they're not willing to do, like, mass scooping.
Mm. It takes longer.
And the CEO's got their big cigar. I don't like these numbers. We need the golden scale.
Make the line go up.
Yep. Stonks. My stonks.
It's the outer wilds. It's satisfactory.
All right then, Ben. Pick a card.
Oh, it's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have got the two of spades.
Ooh.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Yes, and we've just had, who has it attacked? or who has it helped?
Very cool, very cool, very cool.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's some obvious places for this to go, but like we're all quivering with excitement about what you're going to do.
So I think a flip in perspective. So we're no longer with the old miners, we're with the new miners. And let's go with the kind of munging those two questions together. And we can go through a scene in which the new miners evoke the wrath of whatever, like they do the thing that the old miners are scared of, and whether that's true or imagined or the actions of the old miners.
We could be in the moments after some kind of big battle in which reflecting on exactly what you say. So we can be beginning. It's like, I mean, you begin to realize that most of the world is like this, but it's what I know you will know with like LARPers call fluff, right? Or you do your kind of, you have the actual action, which is rolling lots of dice and whatever. And then afterwards you kind of process what's happened. And that's often a lot of the fun. So it's that like, but in this case, and I've seen it happen before, there's a big chaotic scenario. And afterwards it's like, what did you see anything? Oh, I can't a bit. But we're in that moment and we're trying to process it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Rather than like, I can see a dragon right now.
Oh yeah, no, that's and that's bad rubbish audio. We're like, ooh, bang. Improving an action
that's
scene.
That's just a theme for the soundscaper to work on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Insert here. Soundscaper, go wild. You got my permission. Have 5 seconds. Have fun.
Okay, so here's, like, to give us a bit of grounding, let's say we're playing some of the new miners. There has been a cave-in, or we are trapped.
Okay.
And we can go over the reasons what happened to cause that.
Okay. So who do you want in the scene?
So let's have myself, Mike, and Lydia.
Cool.
As new miners. Oh, because also you guys had new... Actually, that's one thing. Can I abdicate myself out of this? Mike and Lydia, you played the new miners. Why don't you go for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
If you're sure you don't want to...
No. Maybe I'll pipe up as another person, but I'll let you lead off.
We're all trapped together, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm assuming that there's a huddle of people who are all trapped, so yeah.
In which case, I am in the background hammering at the wall, sort of screaming and panicking, while you two could be, you know, doing something more cogent.
That's for the soundscapers.
Yeah.
No, you got to get your head together. Get your head together. This is just like, okay, the calmer we are, the longer
stuck.
The air lasts. No, like, this, they'll dig us out. They'll dig us out, right? You've got to breathe.
But we can't. No, but that, you saw it, right? You saw what happened.
I mean, look, it is.
What if we're stuck down here with it, though?
We can't be stuck down here. We'll fight it off. Not that there is an it.
You say that?
Well, no, there was the flash. There was the flash. And I don't know, was it like a booby trap set by the old guard?
It was just like in that dream I had. It was just like in that dream.
You don't need to be talking about that nonsense around it. We don't need to know about your silly nightmares, right? It's just...
Yeah, there's no need to be slapping people now.
Well, you know, it's for your own good, isn't it? It's just like it might have looked like something large, it might have looked like something scaly. But you've got to remember, right? We're on the moon. Your brain's going weird. Lack of gravity to your brain, right?
There ain't nothing here.
It's starved of gravity, so you're seeing weird stuff.
How are you getting on with that tunneling?
I don't know. It's no good. There's too much of it. They'll have to get some of the industrial diggers down here. Like, I know you said calm. You said calm down.
I've never seen so much of the shiny stuff. It's all everywhere. Like, I can barely see. I can barely see anything. It shines, you know?
Yeah, it's so bright down here. I don't even know which way's up.
Did it seem to move to you like the rocks when we was coming down? They was just in front of us, right? We had them right there. I mean, we had our mining equipment, right, mate? We had our mining equipment. It just might go wrong sometimes. We had that right there. We had them right in front of us. And then there was light? There was claws? No.
Big boom.
I don't know. It was a flash, and then it was screaming, and then I
Everything
ran,
was so loud.
And then it was just us. Like, where's the rest of the team gone?
They must have got out, mate. They must have got out. They'll be getting us help. It'll all be fine. We just maybe our eyes will adjust to the brightness in here. And
what if they went with them though? What if they turned?
Well, what if they're under there? I'll say, pointing at the huge amount of rock.
Oh God.
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, no. Like Trev is not under there. You know, Frank is not under there. You can't, they'll be fine. They're walking
business.
Around. They're out there looking for help for us right now to get us out of this crazy situation. Yeah.
You heard the stories, though. Like, when I came off the shuttles, I was listening to some of the old guard, and they were talking about stuff like this. Like, what if they weren't full of nonsense?
Wait, what, the old guard were talking about it as well? I was just listening to the new guys over in the mess.
Well, that's the whole point, right? That's why we're brought in, because they've all gone crazy. They've all started talking about this silly rubbish. But I don't know.
I think it's just your brain is starved of gravity, right? And you're hearing these funny rumours of some, like, big creature, some brightness. It controls your mind.
Right, yeah,
that's some nonsense, right?
Okay. It's nonsense. It's panic.
I mean, yeah, we hear that you need to, like, paint on the wall. You need to do the rituals. But you don't need to be doing those.
Do you hear that?
No. I mean,
do you hear that? No, listen. Do you hear that?
And that's the scene.
Yeah.
Excellent. Ooh.
Nice.
Ah, every Rusty Quill show becomes horror.
Yay! It's all getting a bit heated now. Oh my
god. Yeah, we'll have to find a game at some point that's like explicitly, this is just lovely.
Yes.
Also, I think maybe we'll just enjoy morbid media.
And on that note about morbid media, why don't we all take a break and think about what horrible things we can do in the next bit.
Yay! Okay?
See you in a second.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back. And it is my go. And I have drawn the 9 of diamonds,
ooh,
which is, ooh, how appropriate. The 9 of diamonds is what can kill it or what can create it.
Lovely.
Which I think is very appropriate. I think that maybe it's a scene about fighting back against whatever it is. Or maybe it's we go back to the scientists, because I quite like the scientists. And they've discovered maybe by, like, they're desperately trying, like, they know that there's chaos going on. And they're like, whatever it is, it's the fault of whatever this shiny thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's figure out how we can defeat it.
Okay.
So maybe there's a scene where like they're running tests, or even maybe it's even an accident.
In the film, it's the, my God, the answer's so simple. It was right in front of us.
The cold.
Genuinely, for a period of time during this, I thought that there was an opportunity to pivot to the scientists were the myth all along, because we haven't actually seen them yet.
There were no scientists.
Strange, shiny eyes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay. Anil, I think you can be... Anil, why don't you be the ecological guy
if I can
and you're
be
helping to do the research?
Nice. Yes, if I be the chief ecological consultant again. Cool. Who else do you want in this scene?
I think it should be us three, and I will do... Who can I be? I can be the young ingenue scientist who's like a little bit quirky, but so smart.
Wait, when you said three, do you mean my assistant character?
Yeah, because you're a lab assistant. You were stressing
out
about...
Okay, cool.
So that's me, Lydia, and Anil in this scene.
What line do we want to go down here? Because, like, what can kill it or what can create it?
Are we on the side of the new guys, or have we run away into the mines with the old guys?
As chief ecological officer, I think I'm on the side of the old guard, and we're actually trying to work on a way to, like, help the old guard.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not... We're still in that. Like, we've made the labs bit our own.
Yeah, I feel like we had, like, metal shutters and stuff. Like, when stuff started going down, we were like, we must protect the science.
Yeah, it's a case of, like, I'm doing my best to hold off, like, management who are almost trying to, you know, knock on our door and make sure that we are on their side.
Yeah.
It's an uprising within an uprising.
No, wait. So we're still in the original base. We haven't gone into the tunnels.
No, we haven't gone into the mines.
No, I think we're in the lab. Yeah.
Okay.
We're working to try and help the old guard from from this point.
Okay. Cool. Gotcha.
So, chief ecological guy. Right. Okay. Right. I know things have taken a bit of a turn for the worse.
you can say that again.
But we know, I'm pretty sure that we are all on the same page here. We need to help. And obviously, the rest of the board and the CEO don't know this as well as we do. We have our research. We know what the figures are telling us, sir. We know what we have got here.
I think you asked me to attempt to prepare distilling some of the substance into a stable form yesterday, and I mean you know we've been working on it for months, but like yesterday, oh, sorry, I've completely forgotten what the voice was for the previous character.
It's all right. You can be a different lab assistant.
Okay, yeah. I'm a different lab assistant. I can join multitudes.
Don't matter.
Anyway, okay. Right. So, I had created this. I know that we had thought that it was impossible, but I have found that actually, I mean, I know it sounds strange, but I was just using the words that the miners use, you know, before they go into the deep levels.
Oh yeah, that weird chanting they did. Yeah, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
I know it's weird, and I don't really know how I would explain it in any kind of write-up, but I just used those words, and it seems to be stable. I mean, it might be a coincidence.
Are we talking about, like, sonic stabilization? This is. I mean, we have posited this. This has been theorized, but
it could be the vibrations.
I did not expect it.
It could be something very specific like that.
Are you saying that I can, like, we could, like, sing a little song at it? Well, and it'll calm down, like a little lullaby.
It's possible.
Absolutely.
Mm.
We need to get a stable form of this so that we can show them. We can calm all of this down, and we can show them that this is real, this is what we have found, and that there is nothing untoward, and everyone will calm down, and that they will believe us.
But boss, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if we take this to the bosses, if that's what they want to know. What I was thinking more was, like, I know the way into the mines. I could go back and take it with me to the resistance, you know?
And then what are you going to do with it? We got to get rid of it. That's what we're here for.
No.
It's driving everyone bad.
It's not driving everyone bad. We need stability. Your amazing work here has shown that stability can be achieved with the samples. It can be achieved with what we have seen in the deep levels. We will use this to help secure their safety. If you can get this out to them, then they should know. Then maybe they will be able to use research at the in the deep levels in order to be able to help you. So yes, go. We can do that. I will do my best to hold off the board.
How's this gonna help? Do you think that maybe, like, getting some of the stable stuff near the volatile stuff, the stability will, like, spread and it'll freeze?
No. I was thinking more that when you use it, you have a bit more of an idea about where it's gonna go, right? So that the miners that are down there right now, they already say that they know how to make it stable. That's why they've been chanting before they go into the deep mines. They do their chants and then they say that it's safe so long as you don't attack the shining, right? That's what they've been saying this
whole
time.
So we control it rather than kill it.
Well, I mean, control, but it's more like you can have a relationship with it, right? Like, because you've got to keep doing what it wants. You've got to keep, like, the
we've
chanting.
We've got to work together. This is a symbiotic process.
It's an ecosystem.
We can work for the betterment of each other.
Imagine what we could do if it was loyal to us.
I think we now have three factions.
Yeah. Also, I am enjoying Lyd's absolute, like, but what if we did tend and befriend? What if we didn't just do a violence?
Okay, Lydia.
So, excitingly, I drew the six of diamonds. And the Six of Diamonds is, where does it live? What does its home look like? Which just feels like a perfect kind of... We've got all this scrabbling around on the surface, but it just feels perfect for there to be a, like, a bit of revealing of the mystery, right? I'm going to say that this is, rather predictably, in a deep cavern. We are some of the old guard miners, and also some of the, I would say, I really like the idea of maybe two old guard miners that are married to each other and their teenage kid. So these are people that have been there. They've been on the moon mining for quite some time, and they've gone with the old guard. They are in the deep mines. There is battles going on right up top, but they are going down to secure something, and they come across whatever this home is.
So it's a fun day out for all the family.
Yeah, well, maybe we could, I mean, maybe it could be all of us, actually, if it's a bit of a group of people that are doing an explore. So it's, yeah, it's a party.
I was going to say, yeah, I think this is a great opportunity to have an everyone scene before the end, if you wanted to.
Yeah, this could be cool. And then we can do a wildcard thing that is a nice, like, whatever that is, we can do it as an epilogue sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, everyone in it, I will name myself. I'll be a new character because I don't have an appropriate deep miner. And my name will be Buddy. And we'll be looking at a Budlier. And we'll, yeah, a hard hat grizzled miner. She's been on the moon for near a decade, and absorbed a lot of the stories, and, you know, has a wife somewhere on the moon. But whether one of you wants to play her is up to you.
You said it was two parents and a kid.
I like that, and it's but like a teenage kid that's been there a while, and so it's a big group. But we are like building a new community, you know. This is the going deep.
A new community in the moon.
Yeah, yeah, and we're exploring. Okay, but so name thyselves as we attempt to whack through thin sheet of rock and uncover a big cavern.
I'd like to be your wife.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, I shall take thy hand. Mm.
grizzled hands.
Can I be the smoking teacher?
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was that Sal?
Yeah. I thought it was Shelley.
Oh, Shelley. No, you're right. Yeah.
Shelley is the sister of the CEO and the wife of Buddy.
I've clearly gone down a different path to my sister. I think that
you've chosen us. Yeah. Brutal, tragic, like torn loyalties.
Like the poetry spoke to you.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I think I'll stick as Lenny. Maybe they sent one of the instigators on this scouting mission. And it means I have a consistent character.
Cool. Anil, Mike?
Mike, do you want to play the kid or the teenager or not?
I'll play the teenager. That's fine. That's all right.
We've got such
team.
A resonant son.
Yeah.
Mother, how are you doing?
Indeed.
I'll stick with Jeff then.
Excellent. Love Jeff.
And I'll be Lil Jimmy.
Of course, Jimmy. Yes. Okay. Right, everyone, we're ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Off we go. Think so.
Presses drilling equipment. Oh my. That's bigger than I...
It's just what I thought.
Whoa.
What is that thing over there?
It's extraordinary. It's like a whole... I mean, we've only seen that stuff in like scales and thin threads and stuff before, but that is a whole, that's as big as a house, and it's all shining. It's...
Mum, why is it so bright though?
Because it's beautiful, son.
It gleams.
Remember everyone, you've got to keep your heads in the right space. You've got to be respectful, and it won't hurt you if you're respectful, right? Anyone need to chant? You've got to...
I remember what you taught me.
Yeah.
Jeff starts like a low hum underneath, like almost underneath. Oh.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, okay. Joins in. We'll have a humming period. I think if we, you see the way that's shaped there, we could get the water reclamation stuff. You can imagine this, right? As a could be like galleries. There's places we could have some of the food. Yeah. Stuff like, I mean, we need maybe a bit of solar on the but even with that, we could charge from the light that comes out of the This is a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bright enough. We can... This is like it was in my dream. This looks... This could be our home. Our new home.
You hear that, Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous. Will I ever see my friends again?
We've got new friends now.
We'll bring them here. We'll bring
everyone's going to come down from up top.
Oh,
they'll see the light as well.
All right.
What better place to protect it than at its heart, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be the heart.
We need to set up defences. But once we've got defences, they won't be able to argue with us, right? Like, this is deep. And they can't drill down from us from above because they know they'd destroy the whole seam if they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure we have the chance. Thanks, Jeff. Have you got your ceremonial robes?
Yeah, it's in that pack. I'll grab them.
Right. I'll get to drawing.
Yeah. Right. Get some symbols on the wall.
Paint in that tub, yeah.
I'll practice those traps that you taught
Come
me.
Come on, Jimmy. I'll show you.
Yes. Let's get setting up further down. In fact, darling, could you send the message up? Tell them that we found somewhere safe. People can fall back. It's going to be okay.
Ah, fine. Jimmy, you'll be all right on your own.
I think so.
Oh, he's got me.
Jimmy, you can come and help me with the... Let's get these boxes in. Let's get these boxes in. We get set up. Remember, keep chanting.
Catch you later, darling. Be back in a tick.
I'll miss you, Mummy Sal. I'll see you very soon.
Bye,
Sal. My name's Shelly, dude.
Sal to your son, Shelly to everyone else.
That feels like the scene.
You happy with that as a scene, Lid?
Yeah, I like that.
So, Mike.
Hello.
Draw a face card.
We're going to do
for
a
us.
Card draw.
Yeah.
Determine the fate.
Yeah.
This is the final card.
Ooh.
Here we go. It is the Queen of Diamonds.
Ooh.
Shockingly. Diamonds again. Apparently,
oh, no.
Even here, diamonds are forever.
Read it, Mike.
Someone is profiting from it in some way. How does this affect the community?
I don't think that means the old guard win.
Oh, no. I think there's a schism.
I don't think that necessarily means the old guard win either.
Yeah.
Oh no. Dear.
Do you know what? In my head, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but in my head, I feel like this was the plan of like the higher ups all along to force the old guard underground.
I think there is that, and I don't know if, Helen, you would be in for this, because once Buddy has sent Shelley to send the message back, did Shelley actually contact her sister, the CEO?
Oh, double crosser!
Yeah.
Oh, my word!
Yeah, we found the heart of it.
Espionage!
And now...
Oh, I know, that is a deep cut, and I love it.
Yeah. So, Helen, you call playing two characters, yeah?
Oh, yeah. the final scene is Helen and Helen.
It's Helen versus Helen.
Or the final scene could be basically in the board where the CEO has just got the message and is very much the Mr. Burns.
Oh yeah, it can be where you're just leaving and the CEO is sat there surrounded by her advisors and her advisory board and we make the final decision about what to do with the deep mines.
What do you think, Helen?
I'm up for it. I'm trying to think like a capitalist.
we'll need to take some time. Anyone want to pause your recordings? Or we go off that Helen has some like deep thinking?
Yeah.
What would I do if I didn't care about people's lives? I would...
You'd be a minister in the current government. But,
The thing is, that works for many of our listeners in many different places and possibly in the future whenever this goes out. Yay!
I think that the scientists found a way to maybe reproduce the stuff because we were talking about how we can make it stable.
Mm.
What do you think? And in that case, we don't need the old guard anymore.
Can I? Oh. So can I like that idea.
So we could shut them away. They don't have their leverage.
Seal them. Oh, God.
That's where I was going to go. Yeah, yeah.
That's so dark.
It's a capitalist.
Oh, my word.
They want to make a new life down there for themselves? Let them. You know, that sort of thing.
If that's too dark, I can... I can
No.
I like that.
So we're going to have this board meeting, yeah? So that's me as the CEO.
I think I'm the chief ecological consultant again, and this is going to be a case of I am outraged at what's going to happen.
I'm going to be chief operations officer again, and I'm going to be mostly agreeing with the CEO and also profiting over the fact that we no longer need those elevators anymore.
I will be the... I'll be the CTO.
Ah, okay.
And I'll be the CFO.
So, I just heard word from my sister. It seems they're all down there now, all those troublemakers.
Troublemakers? No.
Yes, troublemakers. They started this riot. All their crazy talk of unionizing.
Absolutely troublemakers.
They've got our equipment down there. Thieves.
Yes.
Yes, and the trouble they've been causing us has really put a dent in this quarter, so if we can get this wrapped up quickly, that would be very helpful, especially because, well, the windows are opening, so we can option in a couple of months' time.
Yes, we can wrap this up quickly. What we have found has shown that there is a safe and stable solution to all of this. We just need to get everyone together, and we can sort this out amicably.
Madam CEO,
the results are incontrovertible.
I may have found a solution that would benefit us all.
Please continue.
If they want to live down there, might I suggest that we allow them to? It saves on operations costs across the board, and also means that we don't have to worry about any habitation up here, apart from the scientist quarters.
We could maybe write off the losses of all the equipment that they've taken.
Ah, the insurance, of course!
The insurance will come. Look. But so long as we have, as our dear friend the ecological officer has told us, a safe and stable means of making and recreating the substance up here, there's no need for us to go down.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Thank you, ecological officer, for opening up such a lucrative avenue of profit with your stabilisation plan.
No. Yes. That's not what I meant.
Stabilise and synthesise. Really? Excellent, excellent idea.
No, this calls for more research and calls for an amicable solution with the miners.
And the research will come. We'll take our time with it, but with our chief operations board on board, we shall certainly come to that much quicker than we would have otherwise.
I think it's perfectly amicable to let them stay there. We're very generously going to allow them to use the equipment that they've taken down there. If they come to the surface, they can simply pay off their debt. Everything will be fine. Yes.
We're just giving them what they want.
I mean, technically, they're trespassing.
Precisely.
Exactly. Yes.
We've bought the rights for the moon.
Finally, we've found something we can agree on.
Mm. Yes.
Excellent.
I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Well, you must believe it. And do you know what I'm going to believe? I'm going to get on with the accountants. We're going to get some forecasting on the go. And I think this is going to be a very, very profitable year for us.
Mm. Well done, everyone. Bonuses all round. Bonuses.
Absolutely.
Golf.
Except for you, Eco Man. You are fired.
Space champagne, anyone?
Oh, yes, pass it over here.
Have a cigar.
The lack of gravity makes it so bubbly.
What wonderful times we live in.
There's a faint sound of sobbing and then basically a door slamming.
Is the final shot just the ecological officer being escorted out by two security guards going, you can't do this! You can't!
this is unethical!
Nice!
I think that's a good scene to end on. I think maybe a final shot might be of the scientists seeing their manager being dragged away. And then perhaps a determined gleam comes into their eyes to decide what exactly they're going to do about this.
The hope.
That's what I would suggest anyway.
Yeah, it may not be. The CEO doesn't necessarily know that the assistant tried to take some of the stabilisation tech down, like snuck off to take it back to the miners. So there might be. There is yet room for rebellion and survival. But will they make it? I suppose we'll all find out on AO3.
Find out next time on whatever this was. Right. That was What Is Here.
Yay.
Yay. This was really fun.
I really liked it. This is exactly really what I enjoyed wanted, that. Actually.
Yeah.
A nice,
you did a wonderful
chill.
Job, Helen. It was amazing fun.
Yeah, thank you for guiding us through all of this, Helen.
Do you know what? I picked it because there wasn't much guiding to be done.
But that was the greatest decision of them all.
It was. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was impressed by the coherence we managed to get out of.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's one of the things that I really love about this kind of game is that even you start with such a blank slate and then suddenly it's a red string board and you're able to make all of these. I love it. It's why I love this kind of freeform stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And on that note, I guess we will see you when we see you.
Also, I suppose, stream team, do you want to
plug yourself, streaming? Stream team.
I was going to say, yeah, Anil, we've been invited to this new medium, which is strange and wonderful.
Podcasts
that neither of us are familiar with.
Things like editing, where you can cut your mistakes out. It's great.
Yeah, you can go to www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill, where you can find us streaming on there on Wednesdays and on Saturdays. And we also have ad hoc slots through the week as well. But all of the details about that are posted either on the Twitch page in our stream summary or alternatively on our Twitter at the Rusty Quill.
Wonderful. All right then. I think it is time to say goodbye. It's time to close the episode. And I have no better way of doing it than just saying that.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.